This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Hey, good morning. What's up? It's Tuesday. Did you know that? Tuesday, June 3rd. We are well into June. We're well on our way in the summer months.
So, can I just add, I talked about this weekend with my parents. When you're a kid and the pool opens and school ends, it's such a real, visceral, tangible proof that it's summer. When you're an adult, it's like, oh, wow, it's June.
There's no break. When you have...
I don't belong to a pool. I'm not swimming at a pool.
I haven't even seen a pool in years.
School's not over.
I don't know where they are.
It's just as a kid, it's so obvious it's summer. And I talked to one of my friends. I said, how are you doing? She's like, oh, it's great. The kids are hanging out at the pool and the tennis courts. And I thought, oh, is it summer? I didn't know.
That's a real shock to the system when you graduate from college and you get that first job and you don't get that 2 to 3 month break in the middle of the year. You're like, oh, gosh, I got to work through that now.
But it's, sir, it's summer.
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to be at the pool right now?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I did, but if you go for a walk or a run, the public pools are open and you hear that sound of the screaming and the screeching and the splashing, and you realize for a whole group of people, June 3rd means something. it's summer.
Good for you, kids.
I will say, last note on this, there is nothing that is a purer joy, just living the best life, than that little kid walking around the pool with like a popsicle, the goggles, like just putting permanent suction
the frozen
marks.
Frozen Snickers?
Yeah, permanent suction marks around their eyes. They smell like sunscreen, just deliriously happy. I mean, that's fun.
You know, my last day, always the last day of grade school, there was this little, I don't know what we even called it. I can't remember what it was, but it was like this little party we would have in the park right across the street. There'd be activities for us.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about it, I get teary-eyed.
Oh.
It was so much fun.
It's the best.
Because when the party ended, it was summer, baby.
It was summer.
You had prizes. You played games. You won prizes, little toys, those big pencils. Remember the big pencil?
Oh, I remember the big pencil.
Oh, man. I missed that day.
Okay, I will say this to you. I've never done this. And my goddaughter who went on the trip with us, apparently she said she's never done it either, but she's heard about when people grease a watermelon and throw it in the pool.
What?
And you have to go get the watermelon, retrieve the watermelon.
That sounds like a real 1920s activity. like the kind of stuff where they
grab the Vaseline and the castor oil.
They would literally kick the can down the road because yes. there was nothing else to do. That's what that sounds like.
I know.
Oh, Grease the Watermelon.
Hey, if you've played Grease the Watermelon, 314-436-7900.
It's not a thing.
No, it's a thing.
It can't be
Is it worth it? Because that's going to take a lot of Vaseline.
It can't be a thing.
It's going to take.
For my sanity, it can't be a thing. please join the show today. Call and text that number. Also, on the Odyssey app where you can listen to us live and podcast and all that, Cardinals baseball, you know, leave us a voice message, too.
And I do want to say, I'm just going to throw this in there now, because if you've been listening to us on the app, you've probably heard the KMOX promo that now is the news. You know, now the news.
Oh, this is the news.
At 1, the fun starts. Uh-huh. So Ronge wanted us to tell you, if you are here for the fun, you are 3 hours
too early.
You
are 3 hours, 4 hours actually way too early. Like fun doesn't start till 1 o'clock.
According to the promo.
This isn't fun. The Gas House Gang isn't fun. Oliver Marmol's on today, by the way, at 12. That's not fun.
Now the news. At 1, the fun. anyway, you're too early for the fun.
The hell are we? I guess we're not. Yeah. Sorry.
They always forget us. They also said, now the news. Then the Glover Show and Cardinal Baseball.
Like,
so I had to ask
us?
My boss, are we Cardinals Baseball? Or? it's like Ron said, a black hole in programming.
Nobody even knows what happens
anyway,
for these 4 hours.
Anyway, you're 4 hours too early for the fun.
Yeah, sorry, you missed out. No.
You didn't miss out, you're just too early.
They're here for the good opinions. That's what they're here for.
The best opinions.
You're here for the best opinions.
Go find out for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Yeah, today, I believe within the hour, St. Louis Board of Aldermen are meeting again to talk about tornado relief funding, as much more funding is needed.
And Ameren is going to raise prices across the board. So, yes, your electric bill will steadily climb over
Great.
The next few months.
Cool.
Maybe
awesome.
That's why that's not fun.
No, that's totally not
fun. That's why we weren't the fun.
Cardinals and Royals, they begin a series at Busch Stadium tonight, and it is the first of a 9-game homestand for your St. Louis Cardinals. Dodgers coming to town this weekend.
That's
Shohei's
exciting.
Gonna be here.
Is Shohei gonna hit? No, he's not pitching now,
no,
is he?
Not yet.
When
but
is he
is
going
hitting.
To pitch again?
Because
he didn't pitch last year.
Right, because he's, you know,
yeah,
the elbow thing.
Yeah.
But he's, how many home runs is he going to hit? Hopefully zero. Actually, I want to see him hit one. This is perfect. Hit a home run every game, Cardinals win those games. How
yeah,
about
I like
that?
It.
But it would be nice to be in town or be in person to see Shohei hit a home run.
Yeah.
I think. That's Amy Mark's scores. I'm Chris Ronge. And yes, Board of Aldermen are meeting today, trying to get some funding done for the tornado relief. And as we have said before, right after the storm, it is imperative that we stay on top of it mm-hmm. as a region. So a lot of the funding will have to come from St. Louis, from the state, also federal funding as well, to help people recover from the storm. We are doing our small part at KMOX in conjunction with Fox 2 and the Red Cross. Our link is still active, and it will be KMOX.com/Red Cross. Mm-hmm. KMOX.com/Red Cross.
I'm there now. We have surpassed $270,000 in donations, which is awesome. And to Ranji's point, the need for tornado recovery and relief will continue for months and months
yes.
and months. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've lost someone close to you. You know, you have a death close to you. And so many people reach out in that first week, and it's kind of a whirlwind. And you're going, you know, you have the funeral, and you have people coming over to visit and bringing meals. But then
they stop.
3 weeks, four yeah. weeks later, that stops, right? Because people move on with their lives, but you are still left with the grief.
Right.
You're still left with that missing person. And so with the tornado, obviously, it was front and center, top of mind for so many people in the area, even if they weren't directly affected. So they were volunteering, they were making donations. But for those people whose homes were destroyed, those people whose lives were affected, maybe some of the newness of it has faded away, but they're still without a home.
Yeah.
They're still struggling with recovery and cleanup and bills and maybe living in a shelter.
I think that analogy of a death in the family, and when you've got all these people coming to the house in that first couple of days, it's almost like you don't have time to grieve because there's that comfort. There's that comfort of everybody being there.
And you're kind of in shock, I think.
Yeah,
I think
there's
a little
still
bit
shock.
Of shock and grief because it just happened.
Then when it stops, you're left to think about it.
Yeah.
And for the folks who were getting immediate help, where people came out, you know, from neighborhoods, surrounding neighborhoods and all over the region, just wanting to help and just showed up to the neighborhoods. And that is still happening, but it's probably not to the extent it was, you know, on May 17th and 18th, the days immediately after the storm. So we have to continue to stay on top of it. And this is just a small way to do it for us here. KMOX.com/Red Cross. And as Amy mentioned, over $270,000 raised. So, and we know we're not the only people taking in money. So this is just from us.
And it does, and, you know. Yeah, and it all stays local. And this is just from us and Fox
Missouri and
too.
Illinois, the storm that crossed over into Illinois.
Yep, yep. And, you know, and honestly, to keep it top of mind, obviously, you know, with faith is a big part of my life, you know, so praying, continuing to pray for the victims, but maybe even a big chunk of money like donating isn't very practical. It could be one of those things where when you have an opportunity, you know, cost of a coffee or a lunch, you say, okay, instead of that coffee and lunch, I'm going to donate $10. Something like that, just to keep it top of mind, because every little bit helps. And I get it that too, that for a lot of people, it is kind of crunch time with money. And so I get that donations are difficult. But again, even $10 helps. Anything helps. And it's just showing people that you're thinking of them still.
Yeah. And 10 bucks is the minimum for this, you know, for our website here.
Yeah.
But you can donate whatever you want to. And thousands of people have done so. And, you know, we thank you for that. Certainly the people who are affected, thank you in a very big way for it. But we have to stay on top of it. And I think that's really the bottom line here. So KMOX.com/Red Cross. On the show today, we are going to talk to Lynn Worthy, who covers the Cardinals for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He will join us at 9:30. Again, big series starting up tonight. Kansas City's pretty good. The Royals are pretty good. So, and it's a huge homestand for them in the sense that I know it's only early June, but this is a very difficult homestand because the Royals are not a bad team, and then you've got the Dodgers coming to town, and they are really good.
Yeah,
they've got stars just up and down the order and in the rotation, and then the Blue Jays come to town on Monday of next week, and they are nothing to sneeze at either. So this is a tough nine games.
Buy your tickets too, because it's fun to see stars. It's fun to see the big names. It just is. So, yes, it's always fun to watch the Cardinals. It's fun to see the stars on the Cardinals. It's also fun to see the Dodgers.
Yeah, and you're going to see a once-in-a-generation, actually a once-in-a-lifetime player in Shohei Ohtani.
Speaking of sports, and we have so many things that we need to hear from you. We need you guys to come up clutch for us today, really. But we are doing a question of the week, and we're starting that question of the week today. We're starting it in like 2 minutes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And we need to hear from you. So basically get your phones ready. 314-436-7900. Also the Odyssey app if you haven't downloaded it. Why? Download it. Leave us a voice message because boy, do we have a question for you. You're going to be livid. People are going to be livid. People are going to get worked up.
That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Work
we're not here
up.
For fun.
Oh,
we're, here to make, people
the fun
angry.
The fun doesn't start until 1.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba Day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, guys, we are introducing to you our question of the week, and we will be each week giving you a question of the week on which you can comment and opine and share with us your thoughts and feelings and passions. So get ready for this one, folks. I know you have feelings about this. The question of the week: which youth sport has the worst parents?
Oh,
meaning baseball parents, hockey, soccer, football. Which youth sport, when you go to your kids' games, are you like, unbelievable, these people are the worst? This is going to be a tough one.
We will have a poll on Twitter, at Chris Amy KMOX, and the poll is going to be active all the way through until we get to Friday, and then we'll we'll have results of that poll on Friday. But this is the question of the week, and my answer for this is just because of my personal experience.
Wait.
So they may not be the...
How old were you when you had this personal experience?
Teenager into my early 20s.
Okay.
All right. I was an umpire. So I'm going to tell you that baseball parents are the worst because it's the only experience I've really had.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of soccer parents freaking out and dads punching referees.
Yeah.
I have seen football parents get upset. I've seen hockey parents yelling from the stands. I've seen it all, right? I had a lady throw a baseball at me once.
What?
Oh, yeah.
A mom threw a baseball at you?
A mom who was coaching. She was coaching her son's team. She threw a baseball at me. She missed, obviously. And I've never forgotten about that. But I did used to think all the time, all these parents, all these coaches, they all think they're Tony La Russa. Every single one of them. You're not Tony La Russa. You're coaching a little league team. The point is for you to teach your kid how to play baseball the right way and then shut the hell up. That's
and
your
honestly,
job.
Part
that
of
is
it,
your job.
part of it is not even just baseball. It's just etiquette, how to function in a polite society.
Correct. Let me tell you what's going to happen if your baby loses the game today.
Okay.
Nothing. He's going to wake up tomorrow and he's going to eat breakfast and go back to school. That's what's going to happen. So shut up.
And if you're
go and enjoy baseball, then go home, have pizza, give him some Pepsi, and then shut up.
If your kid is the next Nolan Arenado,
he isn't. Your kid is not the next Nolan Arenado.
But if they are,
your kid stinks.
If they are, the CYC umpire is not going to ruin his career. He's gonna make it.
He'll
survive the CYC 14-year-old umpire.
I bet Kevin could speak to this too, because he's coaching, you know, pretty advanced baseball for young players. But I have had people make the argument to me that when an umpire screws up a call, that hey, there might be somebody in the crowd, college scouts. They might be looking at my kid, and if you screw up the call, you're screwing up his opportunity at a scholarship, or you're screwing up an opportunity for a guy to get noticed by a professional team. No, you're not. If your kid is good, they are going to know. They're going to know regardless of the umpire or the officials. Your kid will stand out.
So because, obviously grew up playing sports. So as a Ute myself, my observations also just being very involved. Like I was involved with the homeschool community and then I was a tutor. So I went to a lot of games, grade school, high school. And then obviously close in my life now are high schoolers and grade schools, CYC, high school sports. So looking at whether it's hockey, like ice hockey, baseball, football, soccer, basketball, which is up close and personal, basketball is, field hockey, lacrosse. I kind of feel like baseball's up there. I feel like baseball has to be up there.
I feel like it's bias on my part, and I know that because it's really the only personal experience I have with it, but I can tell you that, yes, it is.
And I think it lends itself to yelling at umpires.
Because there's more downtime. It's quieter.
It's quieter, and there's a lot of calls being made.
Little bingo. Little base hit. Just relax and focus. Wait for your pitch. Hey, Brandon! How dumb do you think I am? Now get on the bag, damn it! Get on the bag! Get on the bag!
See? Look.
Live looking at St. John's versus St. Peter's Catholic School.
That's pretty accurate, except usually it's being directed at the 16-year-old umpire who's making $10 that day.
Yeah.
So
did you hear what happened in New Jersey? So in New Jersey's Deptford Township Little League, it was so bad that they instituted a new rule. Parents who engage in abusive behavior towards umpires are now required to officiate 3 games themselves before they're allowed to return as spectators.
Perfect.
This is obviously like a little league, right? Like a CYC type league. Yep. But they have to officiate 3 games. I think baseball's got to be up there. I think soccer, if I just had to, again, winging it, everybody's experience is limited and where you stand, I obviously can depend on where you sit. But I feel like baseball and soccer are bad. I've heard several parents say that basketball gets intense because it's so
on top of you. On top of the court.
And I have seen CYC basketball parents get thrown out.
I don't understand
I
don't get it, man. I don't get it. I don't understand being so upset with a game that does not matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
With the team that's no cut.
Well, it matters to the kids. I feel like it matters to you more than the kids.
Right.
It does not matter. It's an amateur game, and when it's over, everybody's going to be fine.
Everyone just wants pizza. Matter. Pizza matters more than anything else.
We beat a team that we had never beaten before when I was in Little League. And we got a pizza party. We were told if we beat this team, we would get a pizza party. And we did. That's the only thing I remember from Little League was that pizza party after beating the stupid Cardinals. It was great. Also, give us your experience with bad parents at sporting events. Maybe you're the bad parent.
Maybe.
Let us know. 314-436-7900. Cardinals and Royals, they get started tonight. Big homestand for the Birds. Lynn Worthy covers the team for the Post-Dispatch. He's with us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
As Berger waits with a 2-ball, 2-strike count, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and down on strikes he goes. 10 strikeouts now for Sonny Gray.
Birds baseball at Busch tonight. How about that alliteration?
This guy loves alliteration.
I didn't even do that on purpose. It is the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. First of 9 at Busch Stadium. It's going to be a tough homestand, and to talk about it, we go to the guest line this morning. Lynn Worthy covers the Cardinals for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and Lynn is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Lynn?
Good morning.
Hey, before we get to the actual baseball, we just asked our question of the week to the listeners. Which sport has the worst parents? I'm not going to influence your call. So you tell us.
Soccer, basketball, baseball, hockey, all of that. Which sport has the most obnoxious parents?
Ooh, you know, I don't have firsthand knowledge of this, but I've always heard, and it might be because I grew up in the Northeast, but I always heard that the hockey parents were something else. That's what I always heard. They always took it a little bit far was always what I heard, but I did not play hockey growing up, so I did not have that firsthand knowledge. That's always what I had heard.
Interesting.
All right. That's
you know
fair.
What that sounds like? Sounds like the baseball parents trying to besmirch another sport so that they don't sound that bad.
Or
because I think the baseball parents.
Yeah, maybe baseball in the Northeast is, you know, like hockey in the Northeast is what baseball is in the Midwest. Could be like that.
We've seen some bad baseball and soccer. But again, you're right. That's regional. Those are two huge sports in St. Louis, so maybe we're biased here in St. Louis.
Lynn, this is a big homestand for the Cardinals because we are now into June. They are a few games behind the Cubs. They're four games behind the Cubs in the division. So if you're paying attention to standings, just to give you an idea of where they are. And now they're about to have three difficult series because all of these teams they're going to play are not, they're not pushovers. So in your opinion, how big is the next couple of weeks for the Cardinals?
I think it's going to be very important for them to sort of cement their standing because, you know, to this point, they've played better than I think a lot of people expected. And, you know, there's some optimism that, hey, well, maybe this won't be the season that everybody thought where it was just going to be sort of a rebuild and take your lumps and then and see what you got. You know, the fact that they played so well, they won 19 games in the month of May. It really got people thinking that, hey, this might be a different season. Now, a bad homestand here maybe doesn't change everything, but I think it takes a little bit of the shine off of what they've done the last couple of weeks, particularly because, as you mentioned, the division has gotten to be kind of tight. I mean, they're four games back of the Cubs, and then the Brewers have won eight in a row, and there's only one game between them and the Brewers, so now all of a sudden things look a little different than they did a few weeks ago.
What are the trade deadline implications of this homestand, if there are any?
Well, I don't know if you can, and it'll be one of those things we'll have to look backwards on and say, sure. Well, did this homestand change everything when it gets to the trade deadline? Because you still have, you know, you're talking about 2 months, really, because you got June and then to the end of July. But I think there's this thought that if they're playing better, they continue to play better than people thought, and maybe they're in a position, then maybe that changes what they're looking for at the trade deadline, because maybe they... You know, whereas everything always seemed long-term, maybe there are some moves that they could make to bolster the team this year to make the playoffs. If they fall further out of it, then maybe it does just go to everything's long-term and you're not really looking to add this year. I personally felt like it was going to be difficult for them to do both anyway. And I thought, you know, especially with the intent coming into the season being that everything was for the future, trying to bolster for this year was probably going to be problematic. But I don't think they want to take that off the table, especially after the fast start that they've had here. I don't think they want to take that out of the minds of fans that they might still add. So, but if they fall further behind, then maybe that becomes a little bit of a different prospect.
You mentioned the Cardinals start as well as the Cubs and the Brewers. And I guess going into this season, you know, we use the phrase a lot, well, at least it's the Central Division. They have a chance. But is the Central Division actually pretty good this year? Is it going to be decent?
Based off of right now, it looks like, you know, there's probably some more teams in it than people thought, especially since the Brewers had gotten off to a bad start. And you expect them after recent years to always be in it. So they get off to a bad start and you say, well, maybe this division is there. Like, you know, everybody has said for years, like, well, the Central Division is sort of there for the taking. And when the Brewers sort of stumbled out of the gate, said, okay, well, you know, the division really is there. Now teams are starting to you know, hit their stride. Cincinnati is under 500, but only a few games under. So you're talking about, you know, three teams above 500 and another team that's, you know, right around there. Aside from the Pirates, everybody is playing a decent level of baseball. So it's not a pushover division. I wouldn't say it's necessarily the toughest division in baseball, but it's probably better than what some people anticipated.
Talking to Lynn Worthy, who covers the Cardinals for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and one thing this team had done pretty well all season long is hit. They've had offense. They have scored some runs. I know that some criticism of that is, well, they score them in bunches, and there are games where, you know, they don't do much offensively. As you see them as an offensive team, over the next 4 months of this season, is there any reason to think that they won't be as good as they have been in the first 2 months?
I don't think so. I mean, I think if you're obviously, you know, reacting to the last series in Texas, it was sort of uncharacteristic in a few ways, in my eyes at least.
Whereas, you know, they had a couple of games where they really didn't score many runs, and they also seemed to not make some plays defensively, which is one of the other things that they've stood out at this season. I mean, I think depending on the metric you look at, they're one of, if not the best defensive teams in baseball, and they had some plays they didn't make. And then offensively, you know, they don't have sort of the big slugger, but they're still, you know, going by whether it's runs per game or batting average or on-base percentage, some of these numbers, they're, you know, a top 10 offense in the major leagues. So it's not as though it's a smoke and mirrors. It's just that they don't sort of have the big home run hitters necessarily. But even without that, they've scored runs consistently or fairly consistently for, you know, the better part of, you know, the end of March, April, May now. So I don't think it's a matter of, okay, well, that's going to dry up. But, you know, I guess health obviously plays a factor in that as well. So, but I don't think it's one of those where you say, well, they can't keep this up. I think they've shown that the way they've played offense, that they've been able to maintain that.
Bullpen has stabilized quite a bit from the very beginning part of the season. Do you consider that to be a strong unit for them? I mean, I know they've pitched better, and of course we've got Ryan Helsley, who is, we know what he can do. We know he's good already, but the rest of the unit, you feel pretty good about them?
It's been interesting, because I think there was a point early in the season where it looked like it was maybe a shaky spot because of you know, getting the ball to Helsley seemed to be a little bit of a challenge, just because they had some guys in there that, you know, Ryan Fernandez was very, very good for them last season, and got off to a rough start this season, ended up going down to AAA, and they've had some different guys move in and out of the bullpen. But they have overall sort of stabilized that and been able to get themselves to a point where if they get a good start from their starting pitcher, the bullpen has been pretty reliable. So early in the season, you would have thought, okay, this might be a weakness here, but they've stabilized that with guys like, you know, Kyle Leahy, who has really stepped into a major role. The one offseason addition, free agent wise, Phil Maton, the veteran, so they sort of felt like they knew what they would get from him. And then Steven Matz moving into that bullpen role has been a big key for them as well. So they've really sort of solidified some roles there that were kind of a little shaky at the beginning of the season.
Well, now to get to the point where the bullpen can be of use to you, you've got to have a good start. And early in the season, the Cardinals were not getting a whole lot of innings out of their starting pitching, but that has gotten better too. So looking at the starting five here, are you comfortable with them?
I think for the most part, I mean, like it's not a starting five that you just say, all right, well, you know, you this group's going to lead you to the promised land necessarily, but they've proven themselves to be pretty solid. I mean, there's some guys who have some ups and downs. Miles Michaelis actually has looked really good recently after that one. He had that one horrible start in Boston, but since then he really has been pretty solid for them. Eric Fetty has had sort of these ups and downs where he's had, you know, he had a complete game shutout. He had a game where he didn't give up a hit for six innings or so, but he's also had some innings, some starts that have been a little bit shaky. But overall, I think they've been pretty solid. I mean, Matthew Liberatore, you could have made the case, was there had been their best starter. He just had probably one of his worst outings over the weekend in Texas, but he's been, you know, pretty much the top of the group for a little while here. And now Sonny Gray seems like he's striking out double digits every other start out after, you know, he had one of those stinkers of his own.
Len, this is kind of a subjective question. I used to cover the St. Louis Blues, and just being in the locker room every day, you pick up on the vibe in the locker room, you know, going back to 2019, how the Blues went from worst place to suddenly they could win the Stanley Cup. As you've covered this team and been in the clubhouse day after day, have you noticed a shift in the mentality from entering this season to right now and the way they've been playing?
To me, I'm not sure if it's a shift from the start of the season, just because I think they, as a group, went into the season probably thinking things a little bit differently than the outside. Like, they didn't come in thinking, well, this is a season that we're not supposed to do anything, or we're going to sort of, you know, just try to tread water. I don't think that was the atmosphere or the mentality of the guys in that room. So I think the fact that they've played good baseball and they've, you know, had some success is not a surprise to them. So now, and I think there's, especially some of the veterans, you know, that their futures may be uncertain. I think they came in saying, well, the idea is to play well and to make it a situation where you get to the trade deadline and maybe they are looking to add, as opposed to what everybody expected would just be a sell-off. So I think this is probably more in line with what people or what the guys in the room had thought, as opposed to what people outside the room had thought. So I think they were always pretty confident, whether that was, you know, confidence that was unwarranted, or if it was just, you know, the confidence that you have to perform at that level. I think that was always there for this group.
How good of a job is Ollie Marmol doing this season?
Well, you know, I think he was, to me, at the beginning of the season, it was almost one of those, in some ways, impossible tasks, because it was, okay, you're going to have to develop guys at this level. You're going to have guys that you know are going to play, even if, you know, in past years you might have, you know, done things differently, because the idea is to get them, you know, at bats, get them playing time, get them experience no matter what, or more or less no matter what. But at the same time, you know, your overall goal is always to win games and to not turn this into just like a minor league situation where, like, the games don't matter and guys are just playing out the string. Like, that obviously can't happen at a major league club, especially not early in the season. So it was one of those things where it's like you're balancing so many things with, you know, this idea that you're going to have runway for young players, but at the same time, you've got veterans and you've got, you know, obviously the overall aspect of you need to win games. So I think him and his staff have done a really good job in just sort of balancing out everything they've been asked to do, and also to be in the position that they're at right now. I think it's a testament to, you know, what they've done and the fact that they've balanced those things and that the players have sort of responded. I mean, there's some players in there that, you know, you didn't have a full track record on, so you didn't know what it was going to look like. And I think they have surprised in many aspects with the way they've played, and then they've played well as a unit. And again, you know, to put together the type of offense they have, when you're not looking at a big slug or anything like that, that means that you're doing little things right, whether it's speed, whether it's situational. So I think there's a lot of things to point that to and say that the staff has done a great job with what they were given.
Lynn Worthy covers the Cardinals for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We appreciate it as always. Thank you, Lynn.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Hey, Ranj, did you see this?
What the hell?
Oh, God.
That sounds like a guy lost a chess match. Is that what that was?
Wow, you're good.
Is that what that was?
That was Magnus Carlsen slamming his fist on the chessboard / table in frustration after he suffered a shocking loss to another player.
Say it.
I think it's Gukesh is his first name. At the 2025 Norway Chess Tournament. This happened over the weekend. So the 19-year-old Gukesh, he was able to take advantage of a mistake from Magnus Carlsen, and he beat him and secured the first place ranking of chess champion in the world. Here's the thing. Magnus Carlsen had been ranked the number one chess player in the world since 2011.
That's a long time.
That is such a long time. Now, people may be thinking, I don't care. Who cares who follows chess? Here's the thing. It's actually really interesting. I highly recommend, before you make any judgments, watch the documentary Magnus, M-A-G-N-U-S, Magnus. It's about Magnus Carlsen and just being the prodigy that he is and how he grew up and how he became world number one. That's the documentary that took me, someone who didn't care about chess, doesn't know how to play chess, turned me into a huge chess fan. And I still don't play, but it's really, really incredible, really superhuman, their ability to play chess. But yes, Magnus Carlsen was number one since 2011, and he lost on several mistakes that his opponent was able to exploit.
We have a somebody watching on YouTube. Robert says that you should have heard Magnus's mom talking smack who was the worst parents or who has the worst parents? Hey, maybe it is chess. Maybe chess parents are worse than baseball parents and hockey parents.
Magnus was pretty honest. And
I didn't hear what she said.
I didn't hear what his mom said. I know Magnus can be very direct. He can come across maybe as a little bit
his social skills
awkward.
Aren't great.
Yes. So I don't know if he was just being honest. People could say, oh, it sounded arrogant. He said he made a mistake and on any other day he would have won this match. And the thing is, because he's kind of very direct and maybe socially awkward a bit, I could see him not being arrogant. I could see him just being very honest in that opinion.
Amy, have you seen or have heard about the Idaho woman who has been called MAGA Granny? Her name is Pamela Hemphill. Well, she was one of the people, the 1,500 people who stormed the Capitol building and was given a sentence as a result, given a punishment. She went to jail for a couple of months, and she was one of the 1,500 people that Donald Trump pardoned. She says she doesn't want it.
Oh, I did something wrong that day. I broke the law. And taking the pardon is kind of symbolic. And it really doesn't have to do with the media or what anybody's saying. Or this is between me and God. I know I broke the law that day. Why would I want a pardon? For what?
Yeah.
So is she going to go to jail?
No, she already did. She served her 2 months. And in fact, that was an interview with Times Radio. And she said that she got off light. She thought she got an easy sentence. And she does not want the pardon.
Do people kind of like her now?
I don't know. Probably. I think anybody should like somebody who takes responsibility for their actions and accepts the punishment. So everybody should like her.
Interesting.
Literally everybody. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. Don't we all want to take personal responsibility and expect that of others?
Yeah, she shouldn't have broken the law, though.
Right, but she took her punishment. That's Amy Marks-Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back, the partner and managing director of One Private Wealth, Dave Simons, his weekly visit with us next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.